The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Today, Putin basically said in a long press conference that, all I want to do is protect the rights of the minorities, namely Russian speakers, and he's been on a campaign to give everybody who has any Russian connection, a lot of retired Russian military in Crimea, he's given them all Russian passports. Now, if this sounds familiar, it's what Hitler did back in the 30s.
Ladies and gentlemen, what you just heard is the most astonishing blow to world peace in my lifetime. You heard Hillary Clinton, and this clip, by the way, is largely hidden. Someone on my team got it. I won't mention who for their own safety. We're putting it up on michaelsavage.com so it can be widely disseminated. We don't want to own it. We don't own it. It took him a great deal of work to find the clip from the reporter who heard the clip. Hillary Clinton called Putin Hitler. Do you think this is productive and a movement towards world peace, or do you think it's an escalation of the terrible tinderbox that is occurring in Ukraine right now? We have to talk about it. We must talk about it because this is the only sound I've ever heard of it. Nobody in the media has it. It's on no website. It's on no radio show. Nobody's playing it. And yet Hillary Clinton, who might just be the next president of the United States, God forbid, just escalated the crisis in Ukraine. Just escalated it. How do you feel about that? How do you feel about that? I feel it's a very big topic. And then we see the president escalating tensions by sending F-15s to NATO. Did you know that? Your peacenik president sent F-15 attack aircraft to NATO. Is that what you want? Do you want war? Do all of you listening to this show want war in Ukraine? Raise your hands if you want war. Raise your hands if you've learned from Afghanistan and Iraq. Now, we all heard that George Bush sent troops into Iraq because they were WMDs. Remember that? It turned out to be a lie. Now, some of you still believe it because you heard it on Wallbanger. He, to this day, is insisting there were WMDs. I don't know if he actually saw them, but it's sort of the people who said, save your Confederate money, the South will rise again. Apparently, Wallbanger and others in the conservative media believe there were WMDs which justified the invasion of Iraq. No one's ever seen them. Apparently, they were hidden in haystacks, which were then moved to Bolivia, along with Juan Castell's coffee beans. But no one's ever seen the WMDs. Well, now we have the same thing going on here. We have a false people's rebellion instigated by the United States and the EU to steal Ukraine from Russia. And again, I'm not taking sides. Ukraine is an independent nation. But Russia will never let it go. I mean, no matter what you may think, I don't care what I think or what you think, it's irrelevant. All that matters is that we have a community organizer versus a judo expert. And the best article on the subject is by Henry Kissinger, How the Ukraine Crisis Ends. It's actually an excellent article. I know many of you don't know really what you think about Kissinger, but he has a very thoughtful article. He knows what's going on. And now we have confrontation. How do you feel about Hillary Clinton saying that Putin is acting like Hitler? Do you think that helped the situation or antagonized the situation? I want you to listen again, in case you don't know what you're listening to. This is the Savage Nation program. It's not coming to you on a tooth filling, nor are you listening to the Tooth Fairy. This is the famous speech that no one has yet produced. You're hearing it first on this program. Rush didn't have it. Rush didn't have it. He was talking about himself. Wallbanger doesn't have it. He's talking about wallboard and the best way to establish wallboard and keep it standing. But we have the speech. Do you understand what you're listening to? You're listening to history in the making. And to protect ourselves, we're going to post it on the web so that you can send it around so it's owned by everybody. This is in the equivalent of Snowden now. We have become Snowden. We are all Snowden. To protect ourselves, we're going to ask you to circulate the Hillary Clinton soundbite. Because I can guarantee you that her team is going to try to bury this speech. I wouldn't be surprised if the Long Beach Press Telegram reporter jogs at Marcy Park with the fishes. Because the soundbite is nowhere to be found. I don't know how the guy who gave it to me got it. I don't even know who gave it to me. I forgot who gave it to me. I don't know who he is, where he lives. I don't know what her name is. I don't know how she got to the reporter. I don't know how they got the sound. Do you understand you're listening to radio history being made? I know you didn't read about that. You didn't hear about that. Nobody reported about that. It's not on any website because I don't exist. I am the odd man out, but I'm trying to give you what you need in order to understand what's going on in the world around you. We're going to play for you in a moment. 855-400-7282 is the phone number, by the way. 855-400-7282. If you get on with Savage, you'll talk to more people than you've met in your entire life, by the way. We're going to play Hillary Clinton in the hidden speech, the buried speech, the speech that didn't happen, the speech that they will claim never happened that was created by the right wing, saying that Putin is behaving like Hitler. Now, Neil, play the long version.
Right now. Well, today Putin basically said in a long press conference that, oh, you know, all I want to do is protect the rights of the minorities, namely Russian speakers, and he's been on a campaign to give everybody who has any Russian connection, a lot of retired Russian military in Crimea, he's given them all Russian passports. Now, if this sounds familiar, it's what Hitler did back in the 30s. All the Germans that were, you know, the ethnic Germans, the Germans by ancestry, who were in places like Czechoslovakia and Romania and other places, you know, Hitler kept saying, they're not being treated right. I must go and protect my people. And that's what's gotten everybody so nervous. Now, here's where I think we are. I think Putin has stopped the large military exercises on the border. But remember, he still has thousands of Russian troops already in Crimea. He controls Crimea. They have occupied Crimea. And I think that's where the negotiations will start. John Kerry is in Kiev today. Russia has agreed to meet with NATO in Brussels. So everybody is hoping that there will be a negotiation. But a negotiation that respects Ukraine and doesn't ratify a reoccupation by Russia of Crimea. So it's a real nail biter right now. But nobody wants to up the rhetoric. Everybody wants to cool it.
But you just upped the rhetoric.
Diplomatic solution. Hold it.
Hillary Clinton, the would-be president, just said everyone wants to calm things down and not up the rhetoric. Meanwhile, she just called Putin Hitler. So which way does she want it? Does she want to up the rhetoric or down the rhetoric? And I'm asking you one simple question. Do you think her calling Putin Hitler or comparing him to Hitler is good for diplomacy or bad for diplomacy? It's that simple. It's really a simple question. It's not about me. Don't get mad at me. I didn't create the soundbite. I want to know what you think and why. So let's start on WMAL in Washington. Chet, welcome to the program. Go ahead, please.
First of all, Michael, let me just say this. You are the greatest talk show host that I've ever heard. And I've listened to talk show hosts for 25, 30 years. Okay? You're the best. But getting to your point, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm listening.
Okay. I think that Hillary Clinton, who I basically, I don't like her at all. I'm not a Democrat. I'd never vote for her. But I think historically she's correct in the effect that Hitler did, in fact, use German citizenship and did pack certain countries with German citizens in order to use it as an excuse to invade these countries.
Hold on. First of all, you are correct, but it's not the whole story. Let's go back for a moment, and I'm not justifying Hitler's invasion of Czechoslovakia. When he retook that portion of Czechoslovakia that bordered Germany, which was largely German-speaking, he was taking back for Germany what was stolen from Germany by the League of Nations. You know that, don't you?
Yes.
No, I mean, let's be historically accurate here. Hitler was a monster. Hitler should have been stopped at Munich. I get that. But let's not distort history. She made it sound as though he made it. He took back that portion of Czechoslovakia on a pretext that they were German-speaking. But in fact, that was part of Germany until the League of Nations, the then UN, stole it from Germany as part of the reparations of World War I, which, as you know, set the stage for World War II. I don't think we disagree on something, though, Chet. I am just asking if this statement by her escalates or de-escalates the crisis in Ukraine.
Well, let me give you a real quick answer. Number one is purely a political play on her part. She's trying to inject herself into presidential politics a couple of years ahead of schedule, and it's typical Clintonese, so you got to give her credit for that. But last point, Michael, you're the greatest man. I love when you talk off the cuff and when you tell the stories about New York. You're the best.
All right. Well, my friend, I appreciate it. It's a very difficult show that I'm doing today and yesterday and the day before yesterday, going back to Friday. I'm having the highest stress level of my life since Serbia was illegally bombed by Bill Clinton. These are difficult times. Yesterday I had a fun time for a number of reasons. I had a new call screener. Eric's on the calls today. We had an abrupt change of staff. I took the dog to work. It didn't work out. In fact, he did on the floor what human beings would like to do at work. So I was very distracted, and I had a lot of high energy and a lot of fun. But today I'm in a more stable environment. The dog is sleeping in his normal bed that we got at a hotel. It was given to us. We didn't steal it. It's a dog bed that they give away. He's looking at me, listening to every word. And I'm dealing with this crisis in the best way I know how, which is from the point of view of one American, I would say one educated American, a highly political American, an American who distrusts the Democrat socialist regime down to his DNA, but on the other hand has had great distemper for the Republicans, who I have called Republicrats since 1994, long before you started to attack the Republican Party. I saw who they were, and it was too card Monty with no peas under the shells. Okay, so there we are. But I don't want to see World War III, and I see, I'm telling you what I see, that's all I can tell you. We have a group of war hawks disguising themselves as peaceniks, literally salivating for a war. Why would Hillary want a war? Why does John Kerry want a war? The reason is because they would become more powerful and more important. Just think of how grave John Kerry could look if there was actually a shooting war. Just think how important Hillary could make herself if, God forbid, this escalated even further. No, these are not skilled diplomats. These are craven, self-interested politicians who are making the world a much less safe place. Now, you may say, well, what should they do, Michael? What should they do? First of all, it's not our business. That's number one. What the heck are we meddling in Ukraine for? Tell me what our business is there. We have a border that is being destroyed by this very same group of lying socialists, melting down our sovereignty, decimating our borders, language, and culture, erasing our border with Mexico, flooding America with illegal aliens and signing them up for Obamacare, telling them they won't be deported. The nerve of these people, while they're melting down our sovereignty, they're telling us we should worry about the sovereignty of a country 9,000 miles away. Does that make sense to you? Why do you give a rat's behind about what's going on in the Balkans? Explain it to me. What do you have in this game? Tell me what you have in the game of Ukraine. And if you tell me that you think that we have to support democracy, then you shouldn't have supported Obama and the EU's overthrow of a duly elected president. That's number one. They caused the rebellion. And as I said to you, and I'll repeat it until finally you hear it, if there were an anti-Nobel Peace Prize, John McCain should get it. He went over as the agent provocateur in December on behest of the military-industrial complex, in my estimation, and Obama, and Zabrinsky, Zabrinsky, and Madeleine Albright, and the CFR. He went over there to provoke the crowds into overthrowing a duly elected president. Whether you liked him or not, he was elected. They caused a revolution. They threw firebombs. They attacked police. They provoked a revolution, a violent revolution. John McCain should get the anti-Nobel Peace Prize. So we're deeply enmeshed in overthrowing the government in the Ukraine. Do you remember a movie? Any of you remember? Raise your hands in the audience. I'll make believe it's a live show before I take my first break. I go back a little while in politics, back to the when I was 18 in Queens College. I, for some reason, was always, although I studied biology, I was interested in politics. I was as interested in what went on politically as what went on inside the cell of an animal or inside, you know, an animal's iris. I was always interested in the movements of things, how things happened. And I remember back in the 1970s, late 60s rather, or is it, yeah, late 60s, there was a movie by a filmmaker by the name of Costa Gavras, called Z, the letter Z. It was a left-wing movie about a right-wing coup. Well, we're watching a right-wing coup, a left-wing coup occurring around the globe. Think about it. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage. The Savage Nation is presented by Swiss America at 800-BUY-COIN, the only gold company Michael Savage trusts.
This morning, I signed an executive order that authorizes sanctions on individuals and entities responsible for violating the sovereignty and territorial integrity of Ukraine or for stealing the assets of the Ukrainian people. According to my guidance, the State Department has also put in place restrictions on the travel of certain individuals and officials. These decisions continue our efforts to impose a cost on Russia and those responsible for the situation in Crimea.
I wonder if he'll put travel restrictions on the First Lady. I mean, that would be a good first step to reining in the budget, don't you think? I mean, she's about to go off on another junket. Can he put some travel restrictions in on himself? Because I know he's getting nervous from all this tension. And I know a big trip's got to be planned somewhere. They're building up a plan for him. Do you realize that radio history was made today? This is the only show in the world that actually did the digging. Do you realize that Fox News has about 1,000 people and they couldn't find that clip? CNN has about 3 people, 3 communists and a baboon in the back room. They couldn't find the clip. How is it that this little radio show that no one listens to has Hillary Clinton calling Putin Hitler? Radio history was made today.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage. The Savage Nation.
Oh, how modern that is. So computer literate, so Twitter-like, so BlackBerry-ish, so with it.
Hot Tech 560.
I am sick and tired of people who say that if you debate and you disagree with this administration, somehow you're not patriotic, and we should stand up and say, we are Americans, and we have a right to debate and disagree with any administration.
I don't feel no ways tired. I come too far from where I started from. Nobody told me that the road would be easy. I don't believe he brought me this far to leave me.
With all due respect, the fact is, we had 4 dead Americans. Was it because of a protest, or was it because of guys out for a walk one night who decided they'd go kill some Americans? What difference at this point does it make? It is our job to figure out what happened and do everything we can to prevent it from ever happening again, Senator.
Today, Putin basically said in a long press conference that, all I want to do is protect the rights of the minorities, namely Russian speakers, and he's been on a campaign to give everybody who has any Russian connection, a lot of retired Russian military in Crimea, he's given them all Russian passports. Now, if this sounds familiar, it's what Hitler did back in the 30s.
We came, we saw, he died.
Yeah, things change and things remain the same. You're listening to the Savage Nation, a small radio show heard by only the select few, those who prefer fine wine to a rot gut, listen to this program. Those who prefer fine china to broken crockery prefer the Savage Nation. And I admit there's a smaller audience for fine china than there is for broken crockery. Although I myself like a cup of coffee in an old cup, occasionally it's nice to dine on fine china. So let's go back to the calls, and I'll present one question. First of all, radio history was made today. because no one else played the soundbite of the Hitler thing. And yes, it's a big deal. Yes, it's a big deal. She should be forced to answer for it. If we had a legitimate media and an opposition party, they would be saying, Mrs. Clinton, do you regret comparing Putin to Hitler at a time like this? End the story. End the story. And she'd have to apologize for what she did. She made a mistake. We all make mistakes. I do. But she ought to admit she made a mistake. She escalated this situation. She didn't de-escalate it. But here's the main question for you, the audience, which is, what business do we have in Ukraine? What is our problem? Why are we there? What do we have to? What do you mean sanctions on Russians? For what? For what? Tell me for what? What is it our business? Why are we sticking our noses into his affairs? Let the European Union do it. Let the UN take care of the situation and give Ukrainians their freedom. Okay, let's go to WJR in Detroit. Fred, welcome to the program. Go ahead, please.
Hey, Michael, how are you?
Go ahead, make your point, please.
Okay, Tom West was on the radio, Bill Bennett's show, and he backs up everything you say. He's a professor at Hillsdale College, and you know what he had to say also? You know, we have the Monroe Doctrine, and back in the 80s, we went into Grenada and took over that country. And
I don't know my main question was, on what basis do we have the right to interfere with what's going on in Ukraine? Are you saying it's based on the Monroe Doctrine?
Well, what I'm saying is we have the Monroe Doctrine. And you got Clinton saying, you know, that Putin's Hitler, yet he did basically what we do with our Monroe Doctrine. Plus...
Ah, that's your point. I get it. Now I understand. You're not saying that the Monroe Doctrine gives us the right to intervene in foreign affairs.
No, what I'm saying is...
All right, I get it. Okay, I didn't understand you. I thought we were going to have an argument. The Monroe Doctrine from 1823, which was quoted by a hack in the media who pretends to be an expert on everything, as typical of lawyers, has nothing to do with European affairs. In fact, it's the opposite of that. The Monroe Doctrine said that the U.S. would neither interfere with existing European colonies nor meddle in the internal concerns of European countries, and yet a hack in conservative radio said the Monroe Doctrine applies in this case. That gives us the pretext to meddle in Ukraine. It's unbelievable to me what you listen to and what you'll believe. All right. That's all. Do you want to talk about this, or would you rather talk about something else? I mean, tonight I'm going to make a rigatoni with meat sauce, if you like my... I'm just joking. I am. I'm eating more meat under pressure. Do you know that as the tension of this war escalates, I'm drinking red wine for the first time in years. I don't get a headache from it. I have a headache all day long from the pressure I'm on this. I don't even feel the headache from the wine. Now I'm drinking very good Italian wine. I never get a headache from Italian wine. Good Italian wine. Brunello. I really love Brunello. A certain particular vintage. It's great stuff, the Brunello. The Montalcino. But, you know, you've got to get the right one. Nevertheless, Brunello and meat sauce is very good. I've given up on fish. I can't eat fish. I can't eat sensibly these days. I feel like a world war is brewing. And under stress, I go to comfort foods. I do. I go to comfort food. Do you find, as a thinking person who is concerned about the news, unlike your moronic neighbor who is behaving as though nothing's changing and cares about what moron and which base hit what and which goon with tattoos on his tongue said who? Unlike your moronic neighbor who's obsessed with sports, let us say you're obsessed with world affairs and world peace, domestic politics, to take over America by this gang. Do you find yourself under a new form of a new kind of stress? I do. Be very frankly, I do. I really do. And so my diet's changing. Audio. Hear Hillary compare Russian invasion to Hitler. We have it up on michaelsavage.com. Please steal this soundbite. Please take the soundbite and steal it. Run it all over the media. Let Limpor play it tomorrow. Make believe he found it. Let Limpor have it for tomorrow. I could care less. 855-400-7282 is the phone number. God bless the animals. We have a picture of a baby gorilla relaxing on his grandmother's back on my website. It'll rip your heart out. No, he's not hurt. He's not being killed by an African for some sex therapy in China. You look at this gorilla and you say, you know something? We should be spending billions of dollars killing the poachers. We should be sending F-15s to Africa to kill poachers. Look at this poor baby. You know, you look in the eyes of this gorilla on my website. You look at the eyes and you see, I look at the eyes of that gorilla. I know it's one of my hobbies, passion, whatever. I don't like the word passion. It has no passion in it. Everyone overuses the word passion. That's the latest word, like gravitas, passion. Oh, he has a passion for that. The minute you hear that, it's like the words thinking outside the box. If a guy says to you he can think outside the box, you know he can't think outside the box, okay? If a guy says he has a passion for something, it means he doesn't know what the word means. But one of my interests is saving gorillas, mountain gorillas and elephants from the poachers who should be killed. They should be hung upside down in their genitals. Well, let's stop right there. You look in the eyes of that gorilla that we posted on my website, God, of this baby gorilla. You know what I see in that baby's eyes? This little boy gorilla is resting on Django, is relaxing on his grandmother's back in a zoo in Germany. I see a little baby animal that sees the entire future in his eyes and all the past in his eyes. He remembers the past and he sees the future all in his eyes. But call me touched if you want. I'm touched by animals. And the older I get, the more I feel for animals and the less I feel for humans. It's typical. People become jaundiced on their fellow humans as they get older. They see through them. It's all self-interest. It's not all vanity. I mean, Paul had it wrong. He said all is vanity. Paul had it wrong. It's all self-interest. So that's my religion. My religion is everyone's out for themselves, period. Whether that's a person, whether that's a nation, it's all self-interest with a little vanity thrown in. I think self-interest comes first, vanity comes second. And speaking of self-interest and vanity, the war drums being beaten by Kerry, Obama, and Hillary are very dangerous because they're escalating the war. We just sent F-15s to NATO. What was that, an act of peace? Russia just sank a ship into the entry to the Black Sea. Did you know? Oh, you didn't know that? You're interested in which goon was talking about which score, which person with tattoos on their soul was talking about which sportsman did what? Well, I don't have any tattoos on my soul. I'm unmarked. I have no ink on my brain. And let me tell you something. These morons who are running our country are risking the Third World War. They're doing everything they could do wrong. And the worst of them, is Kerry. He's not doing the right thing. Not doing the right thing. And Obama with another executive action? And Hillary calling Putin Hitler? How much worse can it get? Much worse. Much worse. This is going to get worse. This is going to get worse, not better. They're not solving the problem. They're creating the problem. They want a hot war. The munitions manufacturers want the war. It's the same story all over again. The armaments manufacturers, what we used to call them, way back before I was born, now they're called, I don't even know what they call them, military, who knows what they call them. I don't know what you call warmongers. I have no idea. Carry on talks with Russia's Lavrov. Mm-hmm. Hillary compares him to Hitler. Well, what do you want to talk about? I'm not going to do the meatball recipe, nor am I going to talk about gorillas, but I will talk about the war. But I'm going to do it in a very sober, somber, middle-of-the-road manner. You'll notice that I'm not going to lose my cool. I'm not going to lose my temper. I'm not going to yell. I'm not going to scream. We have to ride this out. It's going to get worse, ladies and gentlemen, not better. It's going to get much, much worse. Much worse. And we've got to pray for the children of Ukraine, children of Russia, children of Crimea. We must pray for the children. We must. We must, because they're going to be the ones who suffer the most. Just as Serbian orphanages were bombed by Bill Clinton and NATO in order to steal Kosovo from the Serbs. Orphanages were bombed, hospitals were bombed, schools were bombed, children were killed. You didn't read about that. It's all been swept under the rug. The World War criminal was Madeleine Albright. She salivated over it, as did Jamie Rubin, if I remember correctly. He was literally foaming on the sides of his mouth. He worked for her as a sort of altar boy in the Church of Albright. He was the husband, I think still is, of Christiane Amanpour, with the mock British accent. Whenever I hear a mock British accent, I reach for my Glock. That's all I can tell you. I feel like they're coming for me. Watch out for people with fake high-class accents. I grew up with them in the garment center. I mean, the fact of the matter is, I'd rather hear a fish peddler than a fake British accent. I'd rather hear a heavy immigrant accent than a fake British accent run by me by some a faker who's trying to pretend they're high class. It is definitely going to get hotter before it gets cooler. Anybody have anything to say? Lots of great callers out there. Great callers from all across America. And I want your opinion. I want your opinion. John on WABC, fire away. You're on the Savage Nation.
Yeah, so let's answer this. Franklin Roosevelt, he had an economic depression in the 30s that he figured out he could get out of by spurring the military-industrial complex to fund the war over in Europe. And I think that the Democrats are taking a page from history and saying, look, how do we make sure that we have a good, strong economy so we can keep the White House in 2016? Well, we just encourage war over in Europe.
There you go. So you're using the old playbook all over again. By the way, World War II was very good for a lot of war profiteers. My parents told me about people who used the coupons. You know, there was a great fortunes were made during the war by people who stole coupons, bought them. You know that.
Daddy Warbucks. Manny. That's where he
who? Manny Hobucks?
Warbucks. Daddy Warbucks. You know, the cartoon.
No, I don't know Danny Warbucks. Sounds like a Monopoly game. Where's the $1 billion coming from to give to Ukraine? Where's the $1 billion come from that they just promised yesterday? Where the money come from? Tell me where the money's coming from. Huh? WVOK, Arthur, you're okay. What's on your mind?
Well, you ask a simple question. What business do we have in the Ukraine? I've got a simple answer. I don't have any business in the Ukraine, but for the president and former secretary and current secretary, their business in the Ukraine is creating a distraction. Anything to get off some of the stink from the political failures from the last 5 years.
Yes, the political corruption, the political failures, flooding America with illegal aliens, having Michelle flying around to sign up as many non-citizens as possible so we, the legitimate citizens, can pay for their health care. You're right, I'll be back.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
Now, this sounds familiar. It's what Hitler did back in the 30s.
Well, infidels, you heard it on the Savage Nation. And at the same time this is going on, the First Lady is in Miami telling illegals to sign up for the Unaffordable Care Act, and it will not be used for deportation. Of course it's an Affordable Care Act if you're not paying for it, and the hardworking American citizens are. Sure. It's very affordable if you don't belong in the country and you get a gold-plated health care system. That's why Hillary's laughing. She got what she's always wanted. You say one-sixth of the economy. I would beg to differ with you. It's more than one-sixth of the economy what's coming. And with the ambulances, the fake drugs, the fake patients, the triple billing, the quadruple billing, and the government running it, it'll be closer to what it is in Cuba, probably, than it is here. Anyway, how do you feel about Ukraine? You think we belong there? I don't. We have no business in Ukraine. It's not our affair. And yet Obama, the peace stick, just sent F-15s to Europe. To augment NATO's Air Force. God knows what they fly. Maybe they fly old Dassault Falcons. I don't know. I don't know what they're flying these days. So now we have our boys are going to be flying against Russian pilots. Isn't that wonderful to have a man of peace like Obama escalating us into World War III? And such a skilled negotiator as John Kerry, a great, great man unto himself, escalating the crisis one step at a time while pretending he's not escalating the crisis. One step at a time. This is getting bad. It's going to get worse. It's going to become a hot war. Russia just sank a ship to block access to the Black Sea. We're sending airplanes. Is this getting hotter or colder? Hillary comparing Putin to Hitler. Did that make things hotter or colder? Put your glasses on correctly. Understand this is not a sporting event. This can end very badly for you and your children.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. 7. Warning. The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Today, Putin basically said in a long press conference that, oh, you know, all I want to do is protect the rights of the minorities, namely Russian speakers, and he's been on a campaign to give everybody who has any Russian connection, there are a lot of retired Russian military in Crimea, he's given them all Russian passports. Now, if this sounds familiar, it's what Hitler did back in the 30s.
Hitler did back in the 30s. Thank you, Hillary Clinton, for making things hotter rather than colder, for escalating the tensions rather than de-escalating them, for creating a situation out of which I don't think we can return, from which we cannot return. This is the Savage Nation. Give me 15 minutes and I'll give you America. In the last hour, I quoted something mistakenly. I said, Paul said, all is vanity. And I said, I disagree with Paul. All is not vanity. All is self-interest. But my good friend Marky Quayle, who's a scholar in this matter, said it wasn't the Apostle Paul who said all is vanity, but it was King David and Bathsheba's son King Solomon who said it. And she sent that to me, for those of you who are biblical in knowledge, when he wrote the words of the preacher Ecclesiastes. Vanity of vanities, saith the preacher, vanity of vanities, all is vanity. Vanity, 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 all is vanity. And I always say all is self-interest. But all you good liberals who despise the Bible should really check out the Bible that your grandfather read, because you're only probably a stone's throw away from a religious person in your family. And although you shaved off your beard and you took up all of the modern ways and think that you're a modern person and you see things in a global fashion, a one-world fashion, where there's no longer the idea of a nation, you ought to read your Isaiah, because it says they shall beat their swords into plowshares. Now, you've lectured us on this for decades. They shall beat their swords into plowshares, and yet here you are cheering on Adolf Obama as he escalates tensions in Ukraine, and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war anymore. Really? And yet he sent F-15s over to Poland, or Lithuania, wherever they are. Young boys are going to probably have to go into aerial combat against Russians. I'm sure you'll cheer it on. As we shoot down the Russian planes, Obama's ratings will soar. I mean, war is very good for when a president's approval ratings are in the toilet, which is where they should be in this case, there's one sure way to boost your ratings. Go to war. What difference does it make if people die and nations are blown up? What difference does it make? It's good for the Democrat Party, which means it's good for her. What profit hath a man of all his labor which he taketh under the sun? One generation passeth away, and another generation cometh. But the earth abideth forever. The sun also riseth. Hemingway actually took this and changed it from the sun also ariseth into the sun also rises. You know how many great titles of novels were taken from the Bible? Mine, for example, A Time for War. When I was searching for a title for my last novel, I searched the Bible for A Time for War. You know, it's an interesting world we're living in. Get ready for the riot that's coming. Get ready for the riot. Wait until you see all the peaceniks, all of the left-wing peaceniks supporting war. Wait, you'll see all of them. All the water carriers of this illegitimate government. All of the water carriers for this illegitimate criminal enterprise will start screaming how war is justified against Russia. Wait, you'll see. Let's take some calls on the Savage Nation. These are very dangerous times. These are not ordinary times. You know, the world has changed under your feet. You're living through history. You're watching the most incompetent, divisive government in history trying to handle an international situation, and instead of de-escalating the tensions, they're escalating the tensions. Did you hear what I just said? They're escalating the war tensions. It's just gotten worse, not better. The Russians just sank one of their own ships to the entrance of the Black Sea to prevent our fleet, perhaps, from entering to challenge their warm sea fleet. Do you realize this is a slow-motion war emerging? I am reminded, and I want to remind you, of what I watched many years ago. I watched this as though it was a movie, and that was the beginning of the war in Yugoslavia. One gunboat, some old gunboat from Vietnam era, Korean War era that we sold, one of the sides over there, started to shell one of the beautiful cities in the Adriatic belonging to the opposition, the other religion. I looked at it, I thought it was, was this kidding? It was like a movie created by Spielberg. A few shells were lobbed into a town. I said, this is crazy. Well, the next thing we knew, there was decimation on both sides. It started slowly, but remember, even dwarfs started small. This is a war, and this administration is trying to encourage it, not discourage it. But they're so skilled at what they're doing that the very same people who act as though they want peace are actually planning for war. And the very same newscasters who are against guns, against violence, against bullying, are cheering on every statement made against Putin. They're demonizing Putin. All of the empty skirts in the media are sitting there sneering like the rotten, stinking girls that they are, cheering on a world war. So it's hard for me to do this without getting angry. Very hard for me to do this. And I'll bring it back to you. Let's bring it on home. Let's bring it on home, boys and girls. Let's bring it on home. What business have we in Ukraine? Answer, none. None. What is it our business? Why are we involved if we're not imperialistic? Do you understand what I'm saying to you? It's in Russia's sphere of influence. Whether they're right or wrong is a separate question. We are not the world's policemen. We just had our behinds whipped in Afghanistan because of this pacifist, backstabbing administration who didn't give our troops the weapons they needed or the authority to win the war. We just got our behinds beaten in Afghanistan after getting our behinds kicked in Iraq and getting kicked out of Iraq by those rotten, stinking people in Iraq who our men died for what? What did they die for? What are all the body bags for? What are all the crippled and broken hearts for? For what? So those ingrates in Iraq can sell their oil to China? And our corrupt administration and the last corrupt administration didn't demand one barrel of oil from Iraq in reparation. It cost us, what, $1 trillion? $3 trillion? I would have said, okay, you owe us $3 trillion in free oil. Instead, we let him sell the oil to China. So tell me whose side the administration is on, and tell me whose side the Bush administration was on, and tell me what side you're on. You want another war? Well, you're going to fight it? You're going to put on a uniform with John McCain and Lindsey Graham and pick up an M4 and go over there and fight for Ukraine? Why doesn't John McCain go put on his old military uniform? Why doesn't Lindsey Graham go over that warmonger? You want someone else's son to die for this war, don't you? So that the Democrats can be boosted in ratings and the economy can soar again. Do you have any idea what this will do if this turns into a war? The economy will boom. Obama's popularity will soar and Hillary will be the next president. This explains what they're doing. It's all self-interest. It's not all his vanity. No, it's all self-interest. It's all self-interest. I'd like your opinion, though. I mean, I could keep going on this for hours because I see what's going on here. We're the only radio show in America who did the work that Fox didn't do, that CNN didn't do, that MSNBC didn't do. We got the Hillary clip. You heard it. We made radio history. We made radio history. It's on michaelsavage.com. Take it and steal that soundbite. Steal the soundbite and send it around. I don't want to own it. I don't own it. How is it that we found it and that Fox News couldn't find it? Well, I'll let you figure out why it was not available. Incidentally, I got to tell you this, and I'm not selling you a book. I wish I had it right now because I've been working on it a long time. I am just finishing my book, Stop the Coming Civil War, because as sure as I'm sitting here, I see what's coming. I see what's coming, because after they get through stirring up a little minor World War III, I don't think it'll lead to nukes, but it's going to be a shooting war. Let's put it this way. No one knows, but I don't think that it's going to end peacefully. I think it's going to come down to a few interchanges here, and some people are going to die very soon. and it's going to be the other person's son who dies, not you, not your son. Your son is busy adjusting his hair at 3 in the morning, getting ready to go out to a nightclub. He's getting ready to get Obamacare when he comes home with a stomach ache. He's living at home with you at age 25. No, it's the other person's son. It's the people live west of the Hudson River. It's their sons who are going to die for America, not your son. Your son is busy putting on a hairnet and putting on hairspray before he goes out to the club. You can turn anything you want into a joke, but I'm working on the book called Stop the Coming Civil War because it's getting worse and worse and worse and worse and worse. And I know what they're doing. I can see it. I can see it. I'm playing this game. I can play the game out. Put it on your computer and I'll tell you what Obama's doing. He's going to turn all of his enmity on the American people. Once he gets it, well, let's stop right there because I don't want you to think I'm a defeatist. Because once the shooting starts, we've got to be on the side of our boys. You understand that. And he knows that. You understand what he's doing? You understand the game that they're playing? Don't underestimate your enemy. Never underestimate your enemy. He knows if he starts a hot war in the Balkans, you have to back the commander-in-chief and you have to back our troops, right or wrong. You understand that? And once he does that, who does he turn on after he's through with Russia? Tell me who he turns on next. He turns on his political opponents here in America, as he has been doing from the day he entered politics. That's what a community organizer does. And that's why I'm telling you, stop the coming civil war. I didn't say start it. I said stop it. That's all. Okay, let's move on. Take your calls. Mike on WABC, go ahead. You're on the Savage Nation.
Hello, doctor. I'm a new listener. I'm a wallbanger convert. And I listened to you the first week or two, and you seem to be anti-gun or anti-concealed carry. I am prepared or preparing for the upcoming riots that you envision. I'm not an extremist. I don't run around in the woods with my
hair. Where'd you get the idea that I'm anti-gun? Who told you that? Wallbanger's assistant?
No. The first week of your show, it seemed like you were anti-carry. You were talking.
Sir, I don't care what it seemed like. If you knew anything more about me, you'd know that you have everything upside down. So it seems to me like you're a plant from the Wallbanger team, but you're wrong.
I'd like to know more about your position on civilians with arms.
Well, what do you want to know about it? What's my position? What, everyone should have a gun and shoot their neighbor? What is it you want me to say? Everyone should be entitled to kill anyone they want in the name of the Second Amendment. Is that what you'd like to hear?
No, absolutely not.
I'll tell you what I'm going to do for you. I'm going to send you a copy of my semi-autobiography, Train Tracks, because in it there's a series of pictures, one of which is a picture of Michael Savage in Jamaica High School on championship rifle team. You'll see me as the third from the top right. Is he still on the line or he's gone? Oh, well, no, put him back up. No, put him back up. You can put him back up. I don't care. Mike, you back? So you'll see me with my Mossberg 22 target rifle in Jamaica High School in Queens, New York. While Wallbanger was putting up wallboard, or wasn't even born yet, I was shooting a rifle in high school. Does that answer your question?
I love you. I love everything that you stand for. I'm a convert, and I wish...
Well, I'm not a convert. Okay, so you're a born-again savage. I get it.
I'm a born-again savage.
All right, stay on the line. We're sending you Train Tracks, Family Stories for the Holidays. Great pictures. There I am at 15 trying to look tough as a weightlifter. What a stupid phase that was. A girl deflated me. It says, me at 15 trying to look tough during my weightlifting phase as I was wearing what was known as a V-shirt, stressing my pecs and my my triceps, sucking in my stomach as boys were prone to do. I still are. I mean, boys do things like that. They should. It's better than putting on a skirt, you know, in order to fit in. But anyway, I remember walking around, strutting around the high school, and one girl, she was one of those tough, smart girls. Probably today she'd be a psychopathic left-wing liberal in Florida along the lines of Wasserwoman Schultz. She was a nice girl. We all got along. You know, she's one of the crowd, and she said, all weightlifters are insecure. Oh, man, did that take the wind out of my sails. I didn't give up the gym. No, I like the gym a lot. High school yearbook, rifle squad, geo representative, chemistry lab squad, honor roll, honor guard. I didn't know. I thought I was an ordinary, a pretty bad student in high school. I'll be right back. It's the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage. The Savage Nation is presented by Swiss America at 800-BUY-COIN, the only gold company Michael Savage trusts.
A time of love, a time of hate, a time of war, a time of peace, a time you may embrace, a time to refrain from embracing.
A time to refrain from embracing, you hear? Why not do it in the road? Rejoice, everyone. We're living through biblical times all over again. It's not good times. These are not good times. They're not the best of times. They're not the worst of times. They are our times, and we have to talk about them. It's that simple. And all I can say is thank God for talk radio, because it relieves the burden on me, and I'm sure it relieves your burden to be able to express yourself or listen to others expressing themselves. When you listen to what you listen to on television, you have to become infuriated. When you see all of these girls in the news media who pretend to be on the side of peace and love, literally, like with such contempt coming out of their mouth whenever they say Putin, taking the Communist Party line, because it was no different than the ex-Soviet Union, what's going on in our media today. They have the party line. The party line is Obama good, Hillary good, Putin evil. And so therefore they have to read from the script. Putin's now Hitler, Putin's Rasputin. Putin's all wrong, we're all right, we have every right to defend the poor Ukrainian people, America's all of a sudden the world's policeman. All of the peaceniks who were against the war in Vietnam are now in favor of the war in Ukraine, I guess. They don't know which side they're on, but they know they're on the side of the government media complex. And it's sickening to watch it. Thank God for talk radio. At least we can express a difference of opinion. And by the way, again, you may not even understand what position I've taken. My position is it's not our affair. It's their affair. If the Ukrainian people want independence, they have every right to seek it. They have every right to overthrow their colonial government called Russia. Good luck to them. Good luck to them. That's number one. But it's not our business to be involved in a civil war, because that's what's going to break out. As sure as I'm sitting here, that's where this is going because of Kerry and Obama and Hillary. They're escalating the tensions. They're not de-escalating. We have no business in Ukraine whatsoever. And then there's the energy factor, which I talked about yesterday. Energy, energy, energy.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-7282.
The proposed referendum on the future of Crimea would violate the Ukrainian Constitution and violate international law. Any discussion about the future of Ukraine must include the legitimate government of Ukraine. In 2014, we are well beyond the days when borders can be redrawn over the heads.
Can be redrawn by a bunch of bureaucrats in Washington. He's telling us that the Russians can't redraw borders while he's erased our border with Mexico. He's telling me I should be concerned about the sovereignty of Ukraine and not about the sovereignty of America. I should be concerned with Ukraine's national identity, but not my national identity. How much more cynical and lying can it get? How much more can it get? USS Truxton is being sent to the Black Sea. Destroyer USS Truxton, your peacenik president, your community organizer, is not only sending F-15s to Eastern Europe, they're there already, but now the guided missile destroyer USS Truxton departs Naval Station Norfolk into the Black Sea. They say it was a long-scheduled deployment. It's a lie. That's as much a lie as you can keep your doctor if you like your doctor. So now we're escalating tensions. Arleigh Burke-class destroyer, 300 sailors, departed Greece early Thursday. Ship is scheduled to train with Romanian and Bulgarian naval forces. That's a joke. Train with Romanian naval forces. What are they sailing? Okay, so there they are. The Truxton is part of the George H.W. Bush carrier strike group, which recently entered the Mediterranean. The group includes carrier Air Wing 8, the cruiser USS Philippine Sea. Okay, you want me to go on? You want to get really nervous? Because I'll make you really nervous. Other U.S. warships remain in the region. A group of amphibious ships with an embarked marine expeditionary unit also recently entered European waters. The Bataan Amphibious Ready Group, which counts roughly 4,000 sailors and Marines, not your son, they don't live on the Upper East Side, is training with regional navies before continuing to the Middle East. None of the boys on the ship come from east of the Hudson River. None of them come from Manhattan. They all come west of the Hudson River or north of Albany. The Bataan Amphibious Ready Group, counting 4,000 sailors and Marines, is over there too, on the way to the Middle East. So your peacenik president is escalating the war. Hillary is saying Putin is Hitler. Kerry is looking for a Nobel Peace Prize to go with his Purple Heart. All like King Putin, and you have to fight him. You have to fight him, and you have to burn your country to the ground in order to get what you want. Is that what you want? Because that's what you're going to have. See, all the people who are screaming don't understand where this leads. It leads to terrible things. War is terrible. People die. Buildings get burned to the ground. Animals die. Crops are burned to the ground. Hellfires are unleashed upon the area. And it takes centuries for people to recover from war, if they ever do. So now what? That's what you want now, is a revolutionary war or a civil war in Ukraine because of Obama's meddling? And Hillary's loose tongue and Lurch's mishandling of the situation? Okay, you're entitled to your opinion. What are we doing there? Can anyone listening to this show, I want you to, Eric, try to get me a caller who thinks we belong in Ukraine. I'd like one caller who could justify us sending American troops to Ukraine. That's what I'd like. Is there one caller up there that believes in that? WABC believes the opposite, so we'll take John on WABC. John, go ahead, please.
Hey, Michael. I'm 60 years old, and I've been a fiscal and social conservative for over 40 years. And I see no reason for boots or intervention anywhere, not since World War II, especially since, haven't we learned the lessons of Korea and Vietnam? I mean, covert actions, yes. And you know something? I'm no big fan of General Douglas MacArthur. But he quoted, "I don't know how to win a war by blowing up half a bridge. All those bodies are going to be coming back, and there's not going to be anybody."
But have you noticed who's beating the war drums the loudest by insulting Putin and salivating over the potential for a showdown? It's all the leftists. Have you noticed this?
I have no clue why. I'm just hoping this will backfire before.
I have a clue why. A, it's getting Obama's economy moving if they go into war on war footing. It's covering up his crimes and misdemeanors, number two. And it's a sure way to get Obama's approval ratings up and to stimulate the economy is to go to war. Nothing like a good hot war to get all those military-industrial complex folks buying those homes in Boca Raton. 855-400-7282. So where do we turn for our answer? We turn to ourselves, and I don't know one listener to this show who can justify our action in Ukraine. Please justify it for me. Please. Please justify war in Ukraine. Please. Please. I want you to come on this show and tell me why we should be there. But I would like to hear it from an American, not from a Ukrainian. Of course the Ukrainian people would like us to go over there. Of course they do. They want us over there. But do we have business over there? What is the business? Let me put it in another context. Mexico, let's turn it around. Mexico seizes Texas, and they say Texas has long been part of Mexico, Mexican territory. And Obama would naturally not let Mexico take Texas. He would say, take this state, please. But Obama certainly wouldn't let them seize Texas. He would give it to them on a silver platter. But in all seriousness, if Mexico seized Texas on the pretext that it had been part of historic Mexico, Obama would certainly bring his troops to bear, and he would have to fight, right? But what would happen if Putin came here and said, "You have no right, Mr. Obama, to interfere in the legitimate rights of Mexico"? Tell me what you would say then, because that's exactly what's going on now. So how could you agree with this, unless your optic chiasma is twisted, and in which case you need surgery. You need to have your optic chiasma restored. I'll never forget when I was in high school, when I was studying the primitive anatomy, when I learned what the optic chiasma was. It really blew my mind to realize that we see everything upside down and backwards, and that it's reversed in our brain through the optic chiasma. So everything we see, we're seeing through that filter, through that nervous bundle, the optic chiasma. The camera sees everything upside down, and then our beautiful brain reverses it, that little piece of gray matter. the optic chiasma. But in the case of liberals, they don't reverse things. They see things upside down. That's why I keep saying liberalism is a mental disorder, a phrase I coined in 2006 in my best-selling book, because the eye that alters, alters all was well known in English literature when Blake wrote it. The eye that alters, alters all. So if you're a community organizer who hates America and you believe that your vision for the future, your transformational vision for the future, is the only vision that is correct, and you surround yourself with yes men and criminals and gangsters and acorn gangbangers, whoever you want, and you never ever hear anyone telling you anything else, that's an example of what I mean by the eye that alters, alters all. Obama's worldview was altered a very long time ago, and it altered everything he sees and everything he does. He doesn't even recognize what he's doing anymore. In my opinion, he's gone off the deep end. In my opinion, it's not Putin who's lost his mind. I think Obama's lost his mind. Certainly Kerry's lost his mind. And certainly Hillary has expended her political capital by comparing Putin to Hitler at a time like this, an incendiary time like this. That's one man's opinion. You may disagree. And I'm welcoming your call. We still don't have one caller saying that we belong in Ukraine. Not one caller can justify it. Not one single caller. So I think while you're dialing 855-407-282, you should understand that we have wonderful other subjects as well. You got the, can I play this? Wasserwoman Schultz on IRS scandal, GOP trying to politicize a settled matter. Debbie Wasserwoman Schultz is perhaps, well, I don't know how to paraphrase it. If you just say the word Wasserwoman, Schmaltz, Debbie Wasserwoman Schmaltz, is amazing to me. When you listen to this woman, in my day, this political hack, you just look at her and you know what she would have been outside of politics. The most, I would say, one brassiere store on Union Turnpike in Queens. That's if her father bought it for her. But today, she's the head of the DNC. It's amazing to me. Let's go to a caller, WBAP. Philip says we should be in the Ukraine. In Ukraine. We can't say the. We should be in Ukraine. Not the. No the. It's like we should be in Florida, not the Florida. Philip on WBAP, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Yes, sir.
Okay, make your point. Go ahead.
I was just going to make the point that America, along with a few other countries, were the ones that disarmed Ukraine.
And?
They have no weapons to defend themselves. Why wouldn't we help them?
So are you willing to go over there and join the military?
Sure.
Okay, good for you. Go along with Lindsey Graham and John McCain. They can all hobble over there. You can take Rush Limbaugh with you also. I'm sure he wants to fight the war. Oh, again, all the neocons are ready to go to war. I don't understand these people. Do you understand what you mean when you say that? You want someone else's son to die because of your belief system? Join the military. Join the military. Talk show hosts who are gung-ho for the war can go over there. They can work in the communications department, the signal corps. They can give them flags and stuff like that. Microphones on the battlefield. Little mini microphones and flags. They can be flagmen or whatever. There's no reason for them to stay here in their comfortable jets, giving themselves speeches and awards. They can go over there. They can help the battle. They can help the Ukrainians. Do they know any Ukrainians? Have they ever met a Ukrainian? Do they know any? But they want a war ready over it. WABC, Ed, fire away. You're on the Savage Nation.
Dr. Savage, I think what's going on in Ukraine today is exactly what Obama meant when he said to Medvedev that I'll have more latitude after I'm reelected. I think that what he's doing is elevating Russia and Putin to the superpower status that they previously had. And in effect, he's distracting from what's really going on, which is the Russian expansion throughout the Middle East that people are focused on.
I wouldn't go that far. I think that Obama's plans have backfired. I think that when he said that to Medved, he meant something quite different than what's going on right now. I wouldn't agree with that analysis. I think this has gotten out of control. But I would agree with the latter part of your statement when you state that Putin's status has grown so great in the world and Obama's has shrunken that this has become a tremendous ego battle. Obama is such a small player on the world stage, and rightly so, that he's being laughed at like in Todd Browning's Freaks. And Putin's has grown. So now Obama, being as narcissistic and as egoistical as he is fuming with rage, saying, wait a minute, you know, I'm so much better looking than him. I'm perfect. I'm whatever. This is an ego battle right now. And that's as much of the problem as anything else. It's very personal now between Putin and Obama on a very personal level. And that is because Putin became more and more popular around the world as Obama's image was shrinking. As Obama's was shrinking, Putin's was growing. So now this got a little element of the narcissism involved here in a very personal ego battle. That's so bad for the world. We know how this ends. We know where it ends when two men get into a you-know-what kind of contest. It's bad enough when it happens outside a bar, but it's even worse when it happens in the Balkans. The time right now is 47 minutes after the hour. You're listening to the one and only Savage Nation. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Well, I was stunned. Not so stunned by who did it, because Daryl Issa, nothing
clock.
Surprises me anymore with his conduct. But in the last couple of weeks, in which we have been
listening to the worst woman in the history of American
for
politics,
the rights of the oppressed,
Debbie,
trying to make sure that in Venezuela, that dictators there,
trying to cover up the dictatorship of Obama, where he used send her back to the Carvel shop that she should be running. She'd probably sell tainted ice cream if she ran an ice cream store. She'd sell year-old ice cream in my ugh. Here's a woman covering up the IRS scandal. Lois Lerner takes the fifth like a mafiosa. And this one's justifying it. Boy, oh boy, cut from the same bolt of cloth. KSFO in San Francisco. Brian, welcome to the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Michael, I was in Moscow when Putin was elected back in 2000. I've watched him for 14 years. And there's a journalist that published a book about him who was assassinated on his birthday, a very famous journalist named Anna Politkovskaya. She was a friend of the man Litvinenko, who was murdered with polonium in London. Now, once in a while, you get a guy who does these kind of things, and he's like a gang member, a Mexican gang member in East L.A. We can't understand their psychology. They go out for fun and they shoot.
You mean along the lines of what we have in this administration, or somewhat on the same, along the same lines? You mean like journalists whose cars blow up in L.A., things like that, Breitbart's heart attack, things like that, Brian?
Okay, all right. Now, Roosevelt, for instance. Roosevelt let Hitler go on for 8 years. 2 years after he went through Poland, went through France, Roosevelt...
I understand the analogy, but it's not comparable. You see, it's easy to make an analogy and make a mistake with your analogies when they're not exactly comparable.
Of course,
there are elements that are similar, but, you know, let's put all of this out of the area of theory. Are you saying you would like to see American troops fighting Russian troops over Ukraine? Is that what you're saying?
No, but if you don't fight them over Ukraine...
You said no but. But you see, your words have consequences. You're saying Putin's like a Mexican mafioso. You're saying he needs to be stopped. Are you saying that we should send American troops, probably U.S. Marines, to fight Russian Spetsnaz? Is that what you're saying?
Just like against the dictator in Syria.
I just asked you, should we send American Marines to fight Russian Spetsnaz in Ukraine? Think about your words. They have consequences. It's the Savage Nation. Give me 15 minutes and I'll give you America. Go to michaelsavage.com for the famous Hillary clip and share it with friends. Steal the sound clip.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage. Warning. The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Is this administration the former or the latter? Are they escalating or de-escalating the threat of war in the Balkans? That is the only question. Now, Hillary Clinton comparing Putin to Hitler, even if you're the most diehard fanatic pinko leftist from hell who hates America, you have to understand that you have to admit that she just escalated tensions by demonizing Vladimir Putin. She made things worse, not better. That's number one. Number two, moving a warship, a guided missile cruiser into the area. Is that escalating or de-escalating? Where is all the code stinkos that now that we don't need them? All of the anti-war rotten fruit on the jungle floor that were in Bush's face during the Iraq War, where are they? Where's code stinko now that we don't need them? We see a war being stimulated by the military-industrial complex, and the leftist fanatics who are so anti-war are suddenly silent. And I'm asking you once again, give me one justification for an American boy to die in Ukraine. Why? Why? It won't be your son. It'll be the son of a woman who you hate because she's probably a good Christian. That's who fights for America. If you even have a son, he's probably wearing a hairnet at 2 o'clock in the morning. That's what I would say to you, but I don't know you, and you don't know me. But let's take some callers. Becky on WBAP, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Yes, sir, Mr. Savage, I'm having a hard time understanding why our Nobel Peace Prize-winning president is so gung-ho to wage war these days, first trying to go into Syria with he had no support, now Ukraine. And I'm wondering if it has anything to do with all the ammunition that he's purchased for Department of Homeland Security.
Yeah, where are those? Right, there were 1.9 billion rounds of hollow-point ammunition. And there were questions raised by us mean, evil right-wingers for 2 years now. Why is the Postal Service, Social Security, IRS, DHS, why are they buying 9mm hollow-point ammunition? Remember? When we know that's military-grade ammunition? No one answered the question. They kept saying it's for training when those of us who have guns know that no one uses that for training. We use ammunition that's made for target practice. We don't expend valuable hollow-point bullets in the shooting range. By and large, unless we're getting to kill somebody. Thank you, Becky. Now, that's a mind-blowing statement that she just made. You just heard history made on the Savage Nation. By the way, again, I want to reiterate, we made radio history today. Nobody in the media found the clip of Hillary comparing Putin to Hitler. It is the seminal soundbite of your life. There's no more important soundbite that's been more buried than this one. It was not on Fox News. For obvious reasons. Certainly you wouldn't expect it on CNN or MSNBC, but you'd think somebody in the media, especially these great geniuses in talk radio, would have gotten it, right? Well, they didn't. We have it. So let's play it now, because it's going to be up. It's on MichaelSavage.com, and I want you to steal a soundbite, because I don't want to own it. I don't own it. You know how hard it was to get this? I don't, but we got it. Listen to it now.
Today, Putin basically said in a long press conference that, all I want to do is protect the rights of the minorities, namely Russian speakers, and he's been on a campaign to give everybody who has any Russian connection, a lot of retired Russian military in Crimea, he's given them all Russian passports. Now, if this sounds familiar, it's what Hitler did back in the 30s.
It's what Hitler did back in the 30s. That really de-escalated tensions with Russia, didn't it? That's really diplomacy. Now you understand why Benghazi happened, because she was the worst Secretary of State in American history. She let Benghazi happen. Now she seems to be on the side of steaming up Putin into a war. No, they're not working together. They're working against each other. And the only winners here will be the military-industrial complex in America and the Democrat Party USA. Democrat Socialist Party USA wins from a hot war. The economy goes up. People rally around the commander-in-chief. That's what they're doing. That's what they're planning. Make no mistake about it. This is a very dangerous situation. And this bungling administration is on the road to war. That's my opinion. But I'd like you to justify one reason for us to be there. I still don't know what we're doing there. Tell me why we're there. Why are we there? Our country needed help during our war, Ukraine. Okay, Dane on WTMA. Dane, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Yeah, hello?
Yes, you're on the radio. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, I agree with you. Obama's a joke, you know. I mean, he's a very big joke. But your comments about Ukraine, if they want a free country, good luck with that. And basically, you're on your own with that. But there would not be no United States of America if we didn't get help with other countries, from other countries in the Revolutionary War. We didn't.
So, in other words, we should now become France, France that helped us. We should become their France.
No. What I'm saying is France.
No, I know what you're saying. You're saying we should side with Ukraine against Russia. We should intervene in their Revolutionary War. That's what you're saying.
Hello?
Yeah, that's what you just said. You said we should intervene and go to war with Ukraine because they're entitled to independence. Isn't that what you're arguing?
I'm not arguing anything. I'm just saying that,
You're saying we should go to war for the Ukrainian people. I think that's what you're saying, isn't it?
What was that again now?
Oh, come on, sir, please. I'm not your mother or your father. I'm not that tolerant of people's stupidity. I mean, if you're making an argument on a national show, for God's sakes, put down the marijuana pipe for a minute. Put down the Adderall for a second before you call a show. This is what we have in the country. Doesn't even know the consequences of his own statement. We had help during the Revolutionary War, therefore, if we're real Americans, we'll help them in their struggles against Russia. So I say, are you saying we should go to war with the Ukrainian people? Doesn't know what I'm saying to him. In other words, didn't even know the consequences of his own statement. This is what you have in America today. Now you understand why you have Obama in the White House. Now you understand how you have Harry Reid in Nevada. You understand how this works? Oh, God, I don't know how much more I can take of this. Maybe I shouldn't take calls again for the rest of my life. Maybe that's the answer. Rush doesn't take calls. He only talks about himself. I could do that for the next 3 years. I can talk about my dog, me, the spaghetti, whatever. But I like callers. Callers are very important to my show. I actually listen to callers. Let's go to WBAP in the great state of Texas. Matt, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Thanks for having me. Lived in Ukraine for 8 years, lived in Crimea for most of that time. And what we saw a lot down there is definite ethnocentric behavior. Russians believe in Russia. Ukrainians believe in Ukraine. There's another people group that makes up at least 300,000 in Crimea, Crimean Tatars.
The Tatars, descendants of the Mongols, correct? And they're Muslims.
They're mostly Muslim. We know there's Christians among them, but for the most part, they're Muslim. But I think...
Well, it could be Russia's getting themselves into a situation they will regret if they occupy Crimea again, which they owned since Catherine the Great. Since the population has shifted to 300,000 people who are not of their religious or cultural background, they could be taking on a tiger that they may not be able to tame.
And we know, and we just moved back from Ukraine in May, and we know lots of people that there are fanatic elements there that have moved in from Turkey. Syrians are there as well as quote-unquote Muslim missionaries to radicalize folks. But most Crimean Tatars, they don't ever want to be told what to do. And they're peaceful. And right now, all the people we've talked with, they don't know what's going to happen with Russia. But there's definitely prejudice towards them. And that was just part of the consequence of years of propaganda from the Soviets and in Russia today.
Interesting. Very, very, very sober statement that you're making, Matt. A very balanced, sober statement, unlike John Kerry or Hillary Clinton. You should be Secretary of State. Thank you for calling the program. WJR, Andre is from Ukraine. He's been holding a very long time from Detroit. Andre, you have the floor of the program. Go ahead, please.
Hello, everyone. Mike, I'm listening to your show for about a year, and I really thank you and all people that working up there. Most of the time, I agree with you, but I just want to comment. I definitely don't want to see American people fight with Russia. I also don't want to see...
Wait, you're saying you mean fight against Russia, correct?
Against, right. For any reason. Not just for the Ukraine, for any reason. And
So you would like America to go to war for your reasons?
No, I don't want to go to the war. The fact that America sent their troops already stopped Russia.
But I'm saying, Andre, there are consequences to what you are suggesting. You're saying America should meddle in the affairs of your people because they deserve to be free of the Russian occupiers, is basically what you're saying. And I'm saying it's not America's business, is what I'm saying.
Yes, but you had already a comment before that America, UK, and Russia in 96 disarmed Ukraine and promised to protect their unity. And now, when Russia stepped outside and trying to grab a piece of Ukraine, we just have no weapon to protect
us. All right, so then maybe the answer is for America to send arms instead of men. Maybe that's the solution. Maybe we should just send weapons instead of men. I don't think we should spill one drop of American blood in Ukraine. I'm sorry, I disagree with you. If we have learned nothing from Iraq and Afghanistan, we've learned one thing, which is that these foreign wars are always a disaster to the United States of America. We should put troops on our border with Mexico. We should seal the border with Mexico. We should work on our own national sovereignty. We should work on our own national identity. You know, it's interesting to me that while Obama's talking about Russia being an aggressor and taking over lands that are not theirs, and increasing the Soviet empire, Obama is actually shrinking the American nation in reverse. He's doing the reverse of Putin. He is shrinking America. How? By making our borders with Mexico porous, he has permitted a foreign population to invade the country and to diminish our national identity and our national sovereignty. And if you don't believe me, just watch a boxing match on Showtime. When you see the Mexican flag being waved and the Mexican national anthem being sung in San Antonio, Texas. It's called the reverse of an empire. It's called the death of America. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage. The Savage Nation is presented by Swiss America at 800-BUY-COIN, the only gold company Michael Savage trusts.
Sick and tired of people who say that if you debate and you disagree with this administration, somehow you're not patriotic. And we should stand up and say we are Americans and we have a right to debate and disagree with any administration.
I don't feel no ways tired. I come too far from where I started from. Nobody told me that the road would be easy.
Respect. The fact is, we had four dead Americans. Was it because of a protest, or was it because of guys out for a walk one night who decided they'd go kill some Americans? What difference at this point does it make? It is our job to figure out what happened and do everything we can to prevent it from ever happening again, Senator.
Today, Putin basically said in a long press conference that, all I want to do is protect the rights of the minorities, namely Russian speakers, and he's been on a campaign to give everybody who has any Russian connection, a lot of retired Russian military in Crimea, he's given them all Russian passports. Now, if this sounds familiar, it's what Hitler did back in the 30s.
We came, we saw, he died.
Things change and things remain the same. You're listening to the Savage Nation. A small radio show heard by only the select few, those who prefer fine wine to a rot gut, listen to this program. Those who prefer fine china to broken crockery prefer the Savage Nation. And I admit there's a smaller audience for fine china than there is for broken crockery. Although I myself like a cup of coffee in an old cup, occasionally it's nice to dine on fine china. I present one question. First of all, no one else played the soundbite of the Hitler thing. And yes, it's a big deal. Yes, it's a big deal. She should be forced to answer for it. If we had a legitimate media and an opposition party, they would be saying, Mrs. Clinton, do you regret comparing Putin to Hitler at a time like this? End the story. End the story. and she'd have to apologize for what she did. She made a mistake. We all make mistakes. I do. But she ought to admit she made a mistake. She escalated this situation. She didn't de-escalate it. But here's the main question for you, the audience, which is, what business do we have in Ukraine? What is our problem? Why are we there? What do we have to? What do you mean sanctions on Russians? For what? For what? Tell me for what. What is it our business? Why are we sticking our noses into his affairs? Let the European Union do it. Let the UN take care of the situation and give Ukrainians their freedom. It's a very difficult show that I'm doing today and yesterday and the day before yesterday, going back to Friday. I'm having the highest stress level of my life since Serbia was illegally bombed by Bill Clinton. These are difficult times. And I'm dealing with this crisis in the best way I know how, which is from the point of view of one American, I would say one educated American, a highly political American, an American who distrusts the Democrat socialist regime down to his DNA, but on the other hand has had great distemper for the Republicans, who I have called Republicrats since 1994, long before you started to attack the Republican Party. I saw who they were, and it was Tukard Monty with no peas under the shells. Okay, so there we are. But I don't want to see World War III. And I see, I'm telling you what I see, it's all I can tell you. We have a group of war hawks disguising themselves as peaceniks, literally salivating for a war. Why would Hillary want a war? Why does John Kerry want a war? The reason is because they would become more powerful and more important. Just think of how grave John Kerry could look if there was actually a shooting war. Just think how important Hillary could make herself if, God forbid, this escalated even further. No, these are not skilled diplomats. These are craven, self-interested politicians who are making the world a much less safe place. Now, you may say, well, what should they do, Michael? What should they do? First of all, it's not our business. That's number one. What the heck are we meddling in Ukraine for?
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
It is the Savage Nation. God, what a day. Hillary Clinton compares Putin to Hitler. And then in the same speech, she says nobody wants to up the rhetoric. She hopes there's a negotiation. Now, how does that help negotiations to call Putin Hitler? How? She says everybody wants to cool it in order to find a diplomatic solution, and that's what we should be trying to do. I believe that if we had a real Republican Party, this would disqualify her forever, because they would requote this in any debate with any Republican. They'd say, you compared Putin to Hitler at the time when we were all trying to cool things down. How does that make you qualified to be president? Aren't you too hot-headed, Mrs. Clinton, to be president? And watch her explode. Aren't you too hot-headed to be president, Mrs. Clinton? That's all you have to say. Here's my one line on the Clintons. We had them for 8 years. Is that not enough? We keep hearing that Putin wants to rebuild the ex-Soviet empire. There's a part of me as an American that wishes we had a nationalist president in America who wanted to rebuild America and protect and preserve our borders, language, and culture. That is the conundrum here, and that's why so many conservatives, including myself, have a sort of distant admiration for Putin the man rather than Putin the politician. I'm trying to tell you what the emotional zeitgeist is of this situation, because people are saying, why are so many American conservatives somewhat admiring of Putin? It's not so much that we want to see him steal land from Ukraine as much as we see a man who has pride in his own history and his own nation. We don't have that in America. We have the opposite here. What we just talked about is of the utmost importance to me, because many people are confused as to what my position might be. I have not taken the position that Putin has the right to seize Ukraine, because it's irrelevant what I think. It's irrelevant what I think because he has the power right now, and he's going to do what he wants to do. You have to agree that there's no one to oppose him. Obama gave a speech about the minimum wage. That's the leadership, and Hillary went out there like Miss Macho and called him Hitler. I don't think there are going to be military costs. We have a government that's just deballed the military. There's a land grab going on both sides here. Of course, Vladimir Putin is trying to grab land. And of course, the EU, Soros, Obama are trying to grab land as well. What they're both engaging in a land grab here. I mean, let's be clear. Hillary Clinton said that he's like Hitler. Kohler said he's like Stalin. Well, both analogies could be made. You can stretch analogies to make them work. Yes, you can say that there were German-speaking peoples in northern Czechoslovakia, and that from Hitler's perspective, when he seized that region of Czechoslovakia, the Germans cheered him because they felt that they had been disenfranchised from Germany. And by the way, he did so without firing many weapons, incidentally. That's before he became the total genocidal maniac. Nevertheless, having said that, there is a land grab going on over Ukraine right now because of the, not only the oil pipelines, which everyone knows about, we've all seen that, but that's 2 days old already. No one's gone to the next level, which is the underground resources in western Ukraine in particular, of shale, which is being broken and fracked, in other words, fractured, and converted into a fissible fuel substance, oil, gas, etc. And so, therefore, you've got a rush on right now. It's like a gold rush. It's a shale rush going on worldwide. We have one going on in America. We have a shale rush. Incidentally, I can tell you all about that. I want to do a whole show on the shale rush here in America because I've been studying the Gulf of Mexico, Texas, Louisiana, and what's coming down there in terms of shale facilities for converting shale from as far away as Vermont into fissible fuels. And what's going to come down there? I mean, they're going to have a boom down there. Forget about shrimp. It's not shrimp boats are coming. It's the petrol boats are coming. Because after they convert that shale into oil or gas, it's going to be shipped all over the world out of the Texas Gulf, the Louisiana Gulf. That area is going to boom. Going to boom. So, you know, you talk about the future. That's the future in America. It's the future in Europe. It's the future in the world. No matter what the environmentalists say, no one's going to listen to them because the world runs on gas and oil. It's nice to have a clean environment. I've worked for the environment for many years. I love a clean environment. I'm very aware of all of the issues. And I've worked very hard to preserve rainforests and such, so I'm aware of it. It's not like I'm stepping on that and saying it's nothing. I'm just telling you that the money is so great with regard to this shale, the conversion of shale, that that's what's going on in Europe as well. So you got two sides vying for Ukraine right now. They're like a football being torn back and forth by two players on the field. They're not even the player. They're the football, incidentally. They're the football. You can hear all you want about the people, and they'll say, oh, that's wonderful, but no one cares about them. You think Hillary cares about the people, Kerry cares about the people, Obama cares about the people? No, they don't. What can you say about it? Iranian general says Obama's threats are the joke of the year. President Barack Obama is a low IQ U.S. president, quote, whose threat to launch a military offensive should nuclear talks fail is an off-sided punchline in the Islamic Republic, particularly among children, an Iranian general said on Tuesday. They're all laughing at us. The whole thing is a charade. Unbelievable. Meanwhile, our stock market's doing good. Everyone's making money. I wonder how much George Soros made or lost during this crisis. As you well know, he's a patriot who loves America, so he must have invested in American companies. Now, we read last week that he sold $1.2 billion short in his own fund. He short-sold a basket of European currencies. What would you like to talk about? Anything is fair game, including lunch, the dog, my parking spot, the traffic. It was horrible traffic. I can't stand it. Like, you know, there's anarchy on the roads. Why are 16-wheelers in the left lane on streets now? Why is there no, like, trucks must keep to the right? Whatever happened to those rules? Where are the cops? Well, when I was young, right? Trucks had to keep to the right. Now they're in the left lane, the right lane. You can't go around them. You got to jump curbs. I'll never forget when my father, it goes back to the father thing again. I got to tell a father story. Just a shorty. He had a DeSoto. He used to deliver things from his antique store. And I was the delivery boy, went along. I learned an awful lot as a kid delivering things with my father. We always went to the rich houses. Rich, who knows what they were worth, you know. They bought the goods, so they were the rich ones, right? So one day we're making a delivery to the one half man, half woman in Long Beach, the one who worked in the Ringling Brothers. He was a freak in those days, they called him. I don't know if he was a half man, half woman, but that's how he made his buck. He had a nice house in Long Beach out near Godfather, you know, first Godfather GF1. So we're driving on the Grand Central Parkway to deliver a statue, And a cop pulls my father over because you weren't allowed to have commercial traffic on the Grand Central Parkway. I didn't know what that meant. My father had a car, like, with a roof rack. No one has that anymore. I was always embarrassed when he would take me to school that he had a car with a roof rack. It was so unbelievably uncool. He had to make a living, so he had a roof rack. He bought cars that were big, like with big bumpers, you know, that kind of thing. Four-door. You have to have four-door for deliveries. God bless him. He had to make a living. So he had a roof rack on which he would put goods and wrap. He had certain blankets, moving men blankets. I love those. You know those padded moving men blankets? As a kid, I'd love them because in the summer we would lie down in, like, green fields next to daffodils and listen to waterfalls on them. We'd cover the goods with the moving blankets, and he would strap things up with rope. This guy could have gone out, like, over the Yukon Pass. He would, till he got through roping things down, it was 30 minutes later. Ropes over the top like a lasso. I thought he was Gene Autry. Little antique dealer would throw a line over the top of the DeSoto. I was so impressed. As a little kid, that line would go, shh, flying through the air. He'd go over the lanyard to the side, back and forth. Michael, is how you tie goods down. So we're on the Grand Central Parkway. Cop pulls us over, big state trooper at that time. I was frightened because they had guns, which you could see the bullets in those days. And to a, you know, here's the thing. If you're a kid and you see a cop with a gun and bullets, the bullets to a kid are very real. A kid knows bullets kill. You know that? A kid looks at a gun with bullets from watching, like, cowboy movies. He knows that, right? Today, they've lost their power since everyone in New York has one. You see a bullet and a gun, it's nothing anymore. Everyone carries a gun in New York now. Except the police. I think they're going to be disarmed soon under de Blasio so that the criminals can have them and not the cops in order to make certain that there's no, you know, lower the crime wave. So as I say, gave him a ticket for driving on the thing. But today, wherever you turn, there's a 16-wheeler in the left lane, right lane. There's no rhyme or reason. It's like anarchy wherever you turn. Then we get out to the half-man, half-woman in Long Beach. I told you that story. Did you read it in the... You read it in my book about the half-man, half-woman. I don't want to bore you with it, but it's an interesting story. Because he was cursed with... I guess they call it gender identity disorder today. Today he'd be in the human rights... He'd probably be working the NIH, probably chief of research. But in those days he was considered a freak because he was half-man, half-woman. Who knows? He had a half a beardy shade and one breast. He did. And he'd sit in a cloak and Ringling Brothers made a buck. So all of his spare money he would use, he would buy beautiful statues for my father because he was sort of freakish and felt like a Quasimodo inside. So he would buy beautiful statues. He'd buy the beautiful things like artworks, right? So I remember we went into the guy's house. You couldn't get into the house because it was stacked from wall to wall like trucks on the highway. There was no order to how he displayed them. He just bought them to own them. You know what I'm saying? He was ugly inside, so he bought beautiful things, but he didn't display them properly. He just stacked them in his house. So we had to drag in this beautiful bronze statue through the door of the half-man, half-woman. And to this day, I remember it. I wish I had bought some of those statues today. They might be worth, who knows what they're worth. Bronzes never went up in value. I don't know. People don't collect them anymore. In those days, the bourgeois used to collect the bronze statues from 1890s France. The Barbara Diane bronzes. They were beautiful. I got a few from childhood. But the people would turn them into lamps. They would shine them up. They would take off the patina. I was the kid who took the patina off at Cyanide. All right, I'm just trying to get your mind off the IRS scandal. I could care less about Lois Lane. It's like a Superman thing, this Lois Lerner. Lois Lerner, Lois Lane. Put her in jail already. The former IRS official takes the fifth at the House hearing. It's like the mafia. Obama's IRS is like the mafia taking the fifth. Put her in jail. That's all. Do to her what you would do to a criminal who's in contempt of court. And that's the end of the story. Throw Lois Lane in jail, and Superman won't be able to save her. I'll be back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
Basically said in a long press conference that, all I want to do is protect the rights of the minorities, namely Russian speakers, and he's been on a campaign to give everybody who has any Russian connection, there are a lot of retired Russian military in Crimea, he's given them all Russian passports. Now, if this sounds familiar, it's what Hitler did back in the 30s.
Ladies and gentlemen, what you just heard is the most astonishing blow to world peace in my lifetime. Someone on my team got it, I won't mention who, for their own safety. We're putting it up on michaelsavage.com so it can be widely disseminated. We don't want to own it. We don't own it. Hillary Clinton called Putin Hitler. Do you think this is productive and a movement towards world peace, or do you think it's an escalation of the terrible tinderbox that is occurring in Ukraine right now? We must talk about it. How do you feel about that? How do you feel about that? I feel it's a very big topic. And then we see the president escalating tensions by sending F-15s to NATO. Did you know that? Your peacenik president sent F-15 attack aircraft to NATO. Is that what you want? Do you want war? Do all of you listening to this show want war in Ukraine? Raise your hands if you want war. Raise your hands if you've learned from Afghanistan and Iraq. Well, now we have the same thing going on here. We have a false people's rebellion instigated by the United States and the EU to steal Ukraine from Russia. And again, I'm not taking sides. Ukraine is an independent nation. But Russia will never let it go. I mean, no matter what you may think, I don't care what I think or what you think, it's irrelevant. All that matters is that we have a community organizer versus a judo expert. And the best article on the subject is by Henry Kissinger, How the Ukraine Crisis Ends. It's actually an excellent article. I know many of you don't know really what you think about Kissinger, but he has a very thoughtful article. He knows what's going on. And now we have confrontation. How do you feel about Hillary Clinton saying that Putin is acting like Hitler? Do you think that helped the situation or antagonized the situation? Thank you, Hillary Clinton, for making things hotter rather than colder, for escalating the tensions rather than de-escalating them, for creating a situation out of which I don't think we can return, from which we cannot return. You know, it's an interesting world we're living in. Get ready for the riot that's coming. Get ready for the riot. Wait until you see all the peaceniks, all of the left-wing peaceniks supporting war. Wait, you'll see. You'll see all of them, all the water carriers of this illegitimate government. All of the water carriers for this illegitimate criminal enterprise will start screaming how war is justified against Russia. Wait, you'll see. These are very dangerous times. These are not ordinary times. You know, the world has changed under your feet. You're living through history. You're watching the most incompetent, divisive government in history trying to handle an international situation, and instead of de-escalating the tensions, they're escalating the tensions. They're escalating the war tensions. It's just gotten worse, not better. The Russians just sank one of their own ships into the entrance of the Black Sea to prevent our fleet, perhaps, from entering to challenge their warm sea fleet. Do you realize this is a slow-motion war emerging? I am reminded, and I want to remind you of what I watched many years ago. I watched this as though it was a movie, and that was the beginning of the war in Yugoslavia. One gunboat, some old gunboat from Vietnam era, Korean War era that we sold, one of the sides over there, started to shell one of the beautiful cities in the Adriatic belonging to the other religion. I looked at it, I thought it was, was this kidding? It was like a movie created by Spielberg. A few shells were lobbed into a town. Well, the next thing we knew, there was decimation on both sides. It started slowly. This is a war, and this administration is trying to encourage it, not discourage it. But they're so skilled at what they're doing that the very same people who act as though they want peace are actually planning for war. And the very same newscasters who are against guns, against violence, against bullying, are cheering on every statement made against Putin. They're demonizing Putin. All of the empty skirts in the media are sitting there sneering like the rotten, stinking girls that they are, cheering on a world war. So it's hard for me to do this without getting angry. Very hard for me to do this. And I'll bring it back to you. Let's bring it on home. What business have we in Ukraine? Answer, none. None! What is in our business? Why are we involved if we're not imperialistic? It's in Russia's sphere of influence. Whether they're right or wrong is a separate question. We are not the world's policemen.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-7282. Savage.